Welcome back to the X-Cast. The truth is in here. I'm your host, Paige Schechter, and on today's show, we'll be talking about an exciting event coming up for X-Files fans of all ages. Not only are we in the throes of the 11th season, but we're also getting sort of a revival of the X-Files Expo that toured the nation in 1998. This ConLife, an Illinois-based comics, sci-fi, and horror convention and festival promotion company that has already put on the Starved Rock Terror Fest with a lineup that included stars from The Walking Dead and Supernatural, as well as the Sons of Anarchy Fest of Anarchy, will deliver X-Fest on March 3rd at Celebrations 150 in LaSalle, Illinois, to celebrate 25 years of our favorite show. With me to talk about the event are This Con Life CEO Jay Repsell and partner JC. Welcome, Jay and JC.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well.
Thanks, Paige. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming on. So I'm very excited to talk about the event. As of this recording, there's already a pretty sizable list of guests lined up for the convention, and it's sort of a one-stop shopping for the show's fans. So I'm going to run down the list of what we have so far, and then you can add and comment. Mitch Pileggi, everyone's favorite assistant director, Walter Skinner. Bill Davis, world-class baddie, cigarette-smoking man. Annabeth Gish, Monica Reyes, who was doing her first con ever. Fan favorite Nicholas Lee, Krycek. Veteran actor Jerry Hardin, who played Deep Throat. Doug Hutchison, Eugene Victor Toombs. The twin girls who played Eve 9 and 10, Sabrina and Erica Crevens, and Nick Chinlin, the personification of evil as Donnie Faster. That's a pretty good lineup so far, and I don't think you guys are done yet, are you?
We're just getting started.
No, we definitely have quite a ways to go, and like you said, it's been an exciting list so far, and we can't wait to unveil some more.
Absolutely.
It was funny, Paige, when we were kind of, me and JC were putting this thing together. We were, reaching out to people that had never done shows before. So this is really cool. We're very hardcore fans of the show. So it's not like we're, obviously I've been to conventions where the actors that have done the circuit, so to speak, are out there. But we wanted something a little deeper for like the hardcore files to kind of sink their teeth into.
That is awesome. I was just going to say something about that. Many of us, but not all of us, have gone to big cons, things like Comic-Con and Wizard World and whatnot, and it's kind of overwhelming to be there. But judging from the reaction to the Starved Rock Terror Fest you just had in November, yours is not going to be anything like that. So can you talk about how you strive to make it different from those kind of events?
Yeah, I guess I'll start. We try to do smaller, more themed convention, whereas you go to, like you said, Wizard World or Walker Stalker or something like that, it may be a small piece of a big convention, whereas ours is a more personalized, we're trying to hit that demographic of the people. Like this one's just for the X-Files. We've just had, the Fest of Anarchy for the Sons of Anarchy. So we can kind of dig in with like the more hardcore fans and something that might not appeal to the general public quite as much. Just more of a targeted approach, I guess.
And I think Jay hit it right on the head there. I think that the key word there is personalized approach. I think that's one of the nice things that makes kind of what we do different, and some of the feedback that we've gotten that people are really positive on, is it's more of a personal one-on-one experience. Sometimes when you go to larger conventions, you're in line for, I personally have been in line for upwards of 5 to 6 hours for a guest. I've been on those, sitting on those floors waiting for your line to move and all of those things. And, we take a little bit of a different approach, and it's more, people aren't there, rushing people through lines and, doing those types of things. So it's nice to give people that kind of up close and personal, more of an intimate type feel versus, hey, here's a, 50,000 seat arena or some super large convention center that takes 3 hours to walk through. It just gives people more time to get that personal touch with the guests that we have and give them an experience that they can, talk about for a long time.
Well, you've done two of them so far, right? And the reaction to that has been exactly what you said. Those people who have reacted on your Facebook or your Twitter have said they really got the experience you were going after.
Yeah, and it's definitely, it's one of those things, too, that I think what really has paid off for what we do is Jay and I are both fans, too. We go to conventions just like anybody else does, just like the people who come to our shows do. And so we feel like we have an insight as to what fans want. You know, what would appeal to us as fans? And so when we're putting together, you know, not only logistically the event, but also, you know, in this particular instance, the type of guests that we would be looking for, you know, as hardcore fans of the show, what would pique our interest and what would get us excited as fans. And so kind of looking at it from that perspective, that I think sometimes some of the bigger conventions, you know, that gets lost because it's more business oriented and people are just, you know, it's a stock situation or, you know, people just wanting to, you know, put on the largest event they can. And sometimes that you know, fan point of view gets lost. And so that's one of the things that, you know, we strive for is providing that point of view. And Jay and I have been to so many over the years, you know, we kind of, you know, have like to think we have that insight and put that into the shows that we have.
Did either of you get to go to the X-Files Expo when they did it in 1998, sort of all around the country?
I did not. I was a fan of the show, obviously, but, you know, I mean, I guess the internet was around then, but I mean, it wasn't as easy to find out about things, you know. Obviously, social media hadn't come full circle yet and things like that. So, I didn't even know there were, you know, those networks based events like that. And because a couple of people are asking us if this is the first X-Files convention. And I think in the truest sense of the word, probably, because I don't think those were as involved. I think they were more like media tours with autograph signings from everything the guests have told me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if we can lay claim to this being the first actual X-Files convention or not, but I like to think we possibly could.
For me, I did not also. I actually have to credit Jay, actually, for you know, kind of giving me the insight and the nudge on X-Files. It was always a show that I was interested in, but for me, growing up, you know, as a, you know, younger kid in the 90s, it was a household for me that had one television, and my parents had control of that television, and if there wasn't a show on that they wanted to watch, unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of options there. So I kind of came on to the show, you know, a bit later on, you know, much kind of later after the fact. So looking back on it, it would have been sound like a cool event to go to, but definitely was not something that, you know, I had even heard of at the time.
I did get to go, although I missed half of it due to circumstances beyond my control. And there was a question and answer session, and there were some autograph signings, and there was a lot of plugging for the movie that was coming up. But I don't think they had the range of activities that you guys are going to have at this con. So in that sense, it's definitely going to be new and different and even better.
That's the plan for sure. That's our goal. And that's, you know, what we're striving for. So hopefully come March 4th, people will say, man, that was the best X-Files convention I've ever been to.
March 3rd, actually. But yeah.
Well,
the day after.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they're reflecting. Reflecting upon it, right?
Yeah. Okay, exactly. Let it settle in. Okay.
Okay, let's talk about some of the things that are going to be going on. You're going to have panels with question and answer. Are the guests going to be doing them solo, or are they going to do them in combinations, or how is that going to work?
We'll probably stagger them throughout the day. You know, so basically, there's something going on at all times. We'll actually have the guests out in the panel area taking the Q&A's, and you know, we haven't really discussed it yet, but once the whole list is revealed, we might have a couple like team up ones, or maybe even a cast one, but as of now the plan is to kind of just have them, you know, individually at their allotted times.
You know, the whole list is revealed thing sort of is making my mouth water. I know people probably have a little wish list that they scream at you whenever you say reveal, and it's been like one a week or something like that, who was coming, what about, what about, So
yep.
Do we have a crack at Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny? Do we have a crack at the Lone Gunman? Can you give us any hints in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, when what would be an X-Files convention? Like, we started out where, like, of course, David and Jillian had to be part of the discussion. As you read, they're so busy, though. I mean, they are literally, I think David's tour ends like the Wednesday or Thursday in Australia prior to our show. Have we had discussions with both of them or their people, at least? Absolutely. You know, and the gunmen as well. I mean, we didn't leave any stone unturned when we were working on the guest list. And, you know, right now, I mean, it's not even finalized. Let's put it that way. There's still, and by the time this airs, you know, the guest list probably won't even be complete then, I don't believe, right, JC? Am I wrong there?
No, I think there's definitely, we definitely have a lot of irons in the fire still and things that we're working on. And I think, like Jay said, you know, we're not leaving any stone unturned here. And you know, we'll see, we're doing the best we can. And I think we've done a great job with the list that we have so far. And the ones that are yet to come, I think, will be fantastic as well. I think there's a couple of key things that, you know, we do, and Paige, to your point, we do get that commentary a lot, and it's kind of cool to see that people are so engaged and, you know, have that list, and, you know, it's nice when you see names on there that, you know, may or may not be, you know, coming, hint, hint, that it's kind of cool to see that, you know, that people are going to be excited about that, but I think what's important for people to kind of, you know, have a little bit of an insight look on how that works is there's usually like three, you know, kind of pieces of the puzzle that come into play when we're looking at, you know, guests for a show and who would somebody's already have. And, you know, part of that is schedule first, interest, and, you know, the cost and, you know, whatnot associated with that. And so, you know, if any one of those three pieces, you know, doesn't necessarily work out, you know, that's something that, you know, goes all into that fact. So there has to be interest on both sides. Obviously, schedules have to be open. And then, you know, there's the financial component as well. So those are all three kind of things that are part of that puzzle that go into, you know, booking guests. And, you know, we do our best to make all three of those pieces fit.
And to follow up on that too, Paige, something else was that, you know, I can say with absolute certainty that the X-Fest has been discussed in the green room, you know, during filming of the new season, because we've actually had cast members reach out to us, which was kind of cool too. The other guests, you know, were discussing the show and whatnot. So it's definitely on everybody's radar, which is a really cool thing.
That is excellent. Okay, let's get back to talking about things going on at the con. You're going to have episode screenings, and so far the one we know about is Doug Hutchison is going to host his landmark episode Squeeze. Who and what else might we get to see there? Because there are an awful lot of great shows to pick from.
That is still one of the TBD scenarios. Obviously, we don't want to, you know, kind of give away. Is it, you know, part of that is you know, additional guests that are going to be on tap for us. So that'll be, you know, we'll kind of leave that as a mouth-watering scenario and TBD on that. But I can assure you that it'll be very, very interesting once that gets announced. I think people will be really excited about the addition that we have there. So it should be enjoyable.
I think we can also throw there's going to be some first-time evers there too, which is pretty neat.
That is very exciting for people who have done it, who have gone to the cons before, who haven't. I mean, everybody's going to just flip their lid.
We hope so, yeah.
Okay, so before we get into discussion of autographs and photo ops, which will make everybody flip their lid, let's discuss the different package options that you have. So you have a Platinum VIP package. You want to lay out what that includes?
Yeah, basically the cool thing about this, and you know, there's a lot of confusion sometimes with the different packages because every show does them differently. So basically, there's five lumped into that one, JC?
Correct.
On my computer right now, but I believe there's. So what happens is you get like professional photo ops and autographs with that. So if you were to purchase that today, even if we add more guests later on, you get vouchers when you come to the show. So you can use on them any guests you want to, which is really neat. Any solo photo ops and any autographs for any guests that we announce prior to the, you know.
And there's pieces of those packages as well as it you know, kind of for those VIPs. Obviously, like you said, we have the autograph and the professional photo op individual vouchers. Like I said, they can be used for any guest on the show. So there's kind of up to your discretion, whatever you feel like. And some of the nice things that we've added to those packages as well. For example, our platinum package comes with you get a limited edition T-shirt. You get guaranteed seating for the post-event screenings. There's going to be, you know, kind of goodies and a drawstring bag, as well as some of the cool things personally. And in my opinion, I think that'll be really neat. Some of the more popular X-Files artists out in the community, J.J. Lendl and Matthew Dow Smith, who handles the comic book side, are doing some event-specific prints that'll be available, you know, at the event and as part of those VIP packages. So I think those will be some cool, you know, for those hardcore fans, something new and different. That'll be a collectible takeaway for those people that, you know, to have these types of, you know, specific art prints done for the show and as part of that package, I think will be really neat. I have seen the J.J. Lendl print, and it is off the hook awesome. So I think people will really, really dig that. And the info I've heard from Matt about the drawing that he's working on that'll be a part of that package as well sounds amazing. So I'm so dying to see that. I think he's probably tired of me bugging him every week with, hey, can I just get a little picture of this or, you know, whatnot. But I think that'll be really neat too.
Going back to the logistic end of it, it also has a line skip option, which is really cool. We try to keep our lines moving, but who are we kidding? It's always nice to be able to jump right to the front of a line as well.
That's what I was going to add. One of the key elements of the Platinum package is the guest line skip.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, we go to a lot of conventions, and that's one thing that I always look for, when, especially the larger cons, but I mean, it's nice when you want to get a lot of things done. You don't want to miss a panel. You don't want to miss a photo. I mean, in our building, it works really easily with the photo ops because we call last call and we make sure that everyone that's purchased it is being through the line. You know, however, like, you know, panels are going on. There's stuff happening all day. We kind of gear it so it's a sprint, not a marathon. So, you know, having that line skip is a really cool feature to be able to just kind of, you know, you can even get multiple items and run back and get your photo op signed after you take it. It's just a really neat piece of the puzzle.
That is awesome. Okay, so the Platinum VIP is $500 per person, and then there's a Gold VIP as well, which is pretty close to that, but why don't you lay that out for us?
Sure. So the main difference between the Gold package is $349, and basically the differences there between that and the Platinum is with the Gold package, you get three autograph and three professional photo op individual options. And you also, as far as from the print standpoint, the J.J. Lendl print is part of the Gold package. The Matthew Dow Smith comic book print is strictly for the higher-end Platinum VIP. So very similar items, drawstring bag, the guaranteed seats for the screening are part of the Gold package as well. So just a few minor differences there.
And then is there like a different line? Is like the Gold VIP line behind the Platinum VIP line, or is it part of the VIP line?
Basically, there's one lane for both of them. Those lines don't get too long either way. You know, the Platinums are typically skipped to the front of the line at all times, though.
And then the third option is just regular event admission, right?
Correct.
Yeah, there's $30 VIP where you can just, or excuse me, $30 general admission where you just come in and buy everything a la carte. If you're only looking for one guest or something like that, you certainly have that option.
Right. Okay. And then beyond that, at each guest table, there are also different options. There's an autograph ticket option and a selfie ticket option, but also a combo option. So why don't you go through that?
Correct. So every guest that we have at the show, like you just said, at their table, there will be multiple options. So you have the autograph, you know, obviously each autograph ticket is good for one autograph item on anything that you want. So obviously deemed acceptable, but You know, if people, you know, you can bring your items. So if you have, you know, specific, you know, X-Files posters or, you know, action figures or Funkos or, you know, whatever you want to get signed, you can definitely feel free to bring those items. Every guest will also have a selection of 8x10s that are available there. So when you get to that table in line, if you want to have a specific 8x10 signed, you can pick one up off the table. That's included in the autograph price, so you can have that signed there. Each guest has a selfie option, so you can, you know, take pictures yourself or have the helper there at the table take the picture with you of the guest. Or the combo ticket is just kind of as it sounds. It's one of each, so you can get one autograph item and get your picture taken with the guest at their table as well. So those are all done individually. So like Jay said, if you just have, you know, maybe there's one or two guests that you want, or if you want to get everybody, you know, that's totally up to you. And you know, you can purchase those either ahead of time at thisconlife.com, or we will, you know, depending on, you know, how sales go at that time, we'll have limited ones available at the show.
Right. Okay. And then there's also another option, and that would be the professionally shot pictures by Wolf Studios Photography.
Correct. And that's those are really cool. You know, we've shown a couple of examples on the website there, but yeah, those are basically professionally taken photographs. So you can see some, you know, examples of the website and people that have been to conventions, you know, before. Pretty straightforward. All of the guests will be a part of that. And as part of that package, you also get a print, an 8x10 print of your photo is taken. You know, you usually can pick those up within a matter of a few seconds after your photo op. So those are options that you can, you know, if you want to get your photo taken and then, you know, have an autograph ticket to get that signed, you definitely can do that. And the nice thing about the professional photo ops, again, kind of a little sneak preview page as well, is that we're going to have a lot of different group and duo options.
Oh.
There will be, you know, once everybody gets announced, we will have a full cast photo op option as well. So there'll be a lot of, you know, kind of some first time evers and in some cases, maybe the only time ever that, you know, some of those group and you know, duo photo ops are available. So for hardcore fans that, you know, want to have a keepsake or have an experience that, you know, may never happen again, those photo ops, professional photo ops will be, you know, a pretty neat thing.
Right. And then you can get a digital download or an extra print as part of your package, whichever way you want to work it out. I was looking online, and it seems right now all the actors announced so far are between $40 and $50 for the professional photo ops.
Yep. And that includes, you know, the nice 8x10 glossy. They print out, like JC said, literally in seconds. Like, by the time you walk out of that room and go to the table, it's there. You can take it over the table and get it signed if you like to. If you have an autograph ticket, I mean, it's, or, you know, just tuck it in your bag and move on. So it's really neat to be able to have that keepsake in it. You know, also there's some combinations there that you couldn't get at the table with the selfie tickets. So it's kind of a all encompassing photo options there.
That's great. Well, I know the tickets for this started going online. I believe it was Cyber Monday after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I think it was then. How have sales been so far?
It's our biggest show we've done so far.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, we were talking about, it's kind of a funny backstory, and I think it's okay to say this, but, you know, originally we wanted to do a show in March. We really did. But honestly, the show didn't really come out. I mean, I've been a fan forever. I got JC to watch the show, and it was just a matter of, you know, it hit me like a ton of bricks one day. And I called JC and I was like, hey, we've got to do an X-Files show. I mean, we were going to do a regular Comic-Con. We thought about all kinds of stuff. And it's like, wait, we do best with shows when we do them, but things we're passionate about. And it's a passion project. And I love the X-Files. And I wanted to make this event. There's nothing like this. I've been to Pensacon because there was like four cast members there. You know, I flew to Pittsburgh to meet David. I flew to Texas to meet Jillian. I'm an X-File. This is a show that I would want to go to. So we put this thing together from the ground up for something that true hardcore files can be excited about. And, you know, I mean, we couldn't be more excited. And I think that's resonating because it's the hardcore fans. We have people from, you know, Germany and the Philippines. And I mean, people are coming from all over the place. I think we're up to 8 countries now. So this is a really cool thing for all of us. And, you know, hopefully it works out good and it's something we can do every year.
Oh, yeah. We're down with that. We're so on board with that.
Yeah, it's been the day that tickets went on sale. It was just Jay and I were texting throughout the day, and we were just in awe of how just I mean probably shouldn't have been, but we were at just how you know crazy the response was, and how crazy it continues to be. And you know, we as Jay said, I believe we're up to 24 states and 8 countries that are going to be represented at X Fest so far. So you know, for a, you know, smaller area in central Illinois, you know, when you have, you know, the Netherlands and Germany and Mexico and, you know, the Philippines and people wanting to fly in just to be a part of the show, it's overwhelming, and it's overwhelming in a good way. And, you know, it just helps us. It just excites us even more that, you know, people are willing to, you know, put that kind of effort in to be a part of an event that we're doing is, you know, such a neat thing to be a part of. So we're so much looking forward to it.
Right. Well, I am as well. Is there anything else we need to cover?
Well, I think the big thing is for everybody that's listening, and even when this goes live in January, just stay tuned for everything. You know, we'll have, you know, the way we're looking at it, we'll probably have guests going, you know, almost all the way up until the weekend of the show. So just keep an eye out. At thisconlife.com, you can go to the X-Fest page there for tickets, and follow us on facebook.com/thisconlife. That's usually, you know, where we make our major announcements, and you know, follow those pages and, you know, keep seeing the additional guests that we have coming. So it's definitely not something that we're done quite yet. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open. And I think there's going to be a lot of really cool things to come.
That's great. We will definitely be looking for more on that front. And thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it. And, you know, we're looking forward to meeting everybody and hanging out with everybody March 3rd to, you know, enjoy our celebrate our fandom of the show.
Absolutely. Okay.
And Paige, make sure you say hello. We're looking forward to meeting you as well.
You know it. You know I'm going to be right behind him in line because he's the biggest X-Files fan, and I'll have to be settled for number 2.
That's awesome. We'll look forward to it. Appreciate you taking the time.
That's great. Thank you. And as for me, I have a complete X-Files rewatch blog called Sibling Cinema going on with my sister on Blogger, where we watch over every single episode of the show and then banter back and forth about them. And I'm also X-PAI on Twitter. Thanks for tuning in, and you can keep up with our group, The X-Cast, on Facebook in the X-Files Basement or on Twitter at the X_cast. Until next time, trust no one.
The X-Cast, an X-Files podcast, is produced and presented by Tony Black, alongside a dedicated group of podcasters and X-Files fans. You can find us on Twitter at the X_cast, on Facebook at the X-Cast and X-Files podcast, or our Facebook group, the X-Cast Basement and X-Files podcast fan group. And our title song is by Will A, who you can find on Twitter at I am Will A-Y-E.